The Blood Ravens. Who are they? What are they? Where do they come from? And why do they seem to acquire, or let's be frank, steal so much stuff? All valid questions, but they don't really have any good answers. The Blood Ravens' origins are shrouded in mystery, with their own records only really beginning in the 37th millennium, although they do seem to have been around longer than that. With large gaps of purposely removed or deleted information, making it impossible to pin down their origins and early history. This is somewhat ironic because they are such seekers of the truth, with an obsession for acquiring knowledge and secrets. It's not that they have corrupted histories, it's that they have been completely deleted from Imperial records, and we all know who likes to do that. What we do know is sketchy and unreliable at best, as with all ancient history, particularly when it has been tampered with and destroyed. Although they are mentioned in the texts and myths of other chapters and different imperial organisations prior to the 37th millennium, they themselves do not have any information of their history prior to this date. Apparently, brother Captain Davian Thule did uncover evidence of the true origins of the chapter, but for some reason, presumably shame, he did not divulge this information he uncovered on the chapter's origins, although I imagine the amount of librarians in the chapter means that that secret did not stay secret for long. It must be shame, to some degree, either for the gene line they are descended from, perhaps one of the traitor legions, or for some terrible event the Blood Ravens took part in. We simply don't know, but we will discuss these theories as we go on. The chapter's mythology speaks of a time early in their founding when they were brought to the point of annihilation during a campaign against the forces of the archenemy in the Gothic sector, which appeared in part to be organised by the Alpha Legion. Through ambush and other ploys, the Blood Ravens suffered terrible casualties. And after the fall of the Chapter Master covering the retreat of the few remaining First Company, yeah, that's right, the Space Marine Chapter's elite First Company got ripped to pieces and forced to retreat. They turned, in desperation, to their chief librarian for guidance. By the sounds of it, they took such a mauling that he was the most high-ranking Blood Raven left alive. Avidya, the name in no means related to the forms of degenerate electronic entertainment in the second millennium on ancient Terra, would later be mythologized and called the Great Father, or Father Librarian, by the Blood Ravens, and is responsible for much of the chapter's outlook, philosophy, and its more unique elements. He took command of the Blood Ravens' efforts. He was supremely powerful, with his psychic abilities, as well as a deep knowledge of history and of the dark secrets of chaos. Not suspicious at all. He studied the foe, and quickly realised that this was not a disorganised chaotic rabble of cults rising, which should have been apparent considering they'd just almost annihilated a Space Marine chapter, and came to the conclusion that this was probably commanded and directed by skilled and gifted commanders. I am Alpharius. He studied the enemy for months, delving into the history of the uprising and studying the records of their engagements and tactics. Eventually, his studies concluded he believed he knew how to crush the enemy utterly. He deployed the chapter and those other Imperial forces at his command in a way to appear that they were confused and reeling under the assault. He then began to launch seemingly confused and pointless strikes on enemy positions within the sector. This was his plan, however, as, using his powers and knowledge gleaned from study, he was thinking ahead of the enemy striking at their future positions, and at those points they needed to support their wider advance. This resulted in denying them strategic positions, supply routes, and the means of retreat from the massed Imperial counterattack, which came led by the depleted but vengeance-hungry Blood Ravens. The initial assault was completely successful, and the enemy were bloodily crushed shortly afterwards, freeing the Gothic sector. The chapter would withdraw and rebuild itself under the command of the now Chapter Master and Chief Librarian Vidya. His legend lives on, as each Blood Raven has been brought up on tales of his long career of service. It appears his devotion to study and knowledge had a great effect on the chapter, and they venerated the Psyker to a degree which is offensive, frankly, to other chapters, and have an extremely high number of them within their ranks. Knowledge, too, is venerated, and aside from not having the real knowledge they seek on their origins, they do have one of the most extensive archives outside of that of the Inquisition, as well as a rank within their chapter named the Secret Masters, which appear to be honorifics given to specially skilled and respected battle brothers who achieve top bloke status. One of the reasons the chapter's archives are patchy on their records is that Vidya himself appears to have removed large chunks of their history from them. Perhaps he delved too deep and discovered things he didn't really want to know. Many within the Imperium, with too much time on their hands, like to theorise on the origins of the chapter, so this seems like a good point to do the same. The Thousand Suns connection. The most famous chapter master was the first, as mentioned, Azariah Vidya, which many point to as evidence of the Blood Ravens descending from the Thousand Suns. This theory has multiple points of evidence to support it. 1. Azariah Vidya is a remarkably similar name to Ruvriel Arvadi, at least spelling-wise. It is possible that as the millennia has passed, his name became mangled with the retelling, as oft times happen, until we reach this current pronunciation. Ruvriel was a member of the Corvidae cult of the Thousand Suns, who specialised in precognition psychic abilities, mirroring the Blood Raven's own love of psychic prediction. He was sent away from Prospero by Magnus the Red prior to the burning of his world for his crimes, which we will not get into, but ask yourself, did Magnus do anything wrong? Also, he was Corvidae, and Corvidae is the family of birds, which includes ravens, and they had a raven's head for their heraldry. Also, the Thousand Suns wore red armour of a similar hue to that of the Blood Ravens. Or close enough, at least. Now, Arvadi was once the main point which theorists would point to as evidence of a Thousand Suns connection. However, we have subsequently learned, or at least those of us with sufficient clearance and time on our hands, that Arvadi would later return to Prospero and eventually join the White Scars for the next 4 years until he reached Terra, where Malkador merged his soul with a shard of Magnus's, creating a new being which merged the two together, this being calling itself Ionus or Janus, and would be placed in command of the new Grey Knights chapter based on Titan. So that kind of says this theory is now wrong, which is disappointing. Although it could potentially still be true. For instance, we have a vision from a Psyker on Prospero stating, "The Ravens, I see them too. The Lost Sons and a Raven of Blood. They cry out for salvation and knowledge, but it is denied." It's not beyond reason that another Thousand Suns had the same or similar name, and many did survive as Magnus orders his entire fleet, and the Corvidae in particular, or at least a good number of them, away from Prospero, where they became scattered, especially with the heresy breaking out, and we must assume that some of them sided with the traitors and others with the loyalists. Although that being said, the Emperor had declared them excommunicatoris. There's also a whole thing with Ahriman hinting at a relationship, but I'm not taking that serious because screw C.S. Goto. That's the Thousand Suns' origin in brief, and I still believe it has some legs in it. Now to other possible origins, or at least ruling them out. The Blood Ravens are Raven Guard. Simple as that. They sound the same, they look the same. That's it. Seems pretty straightforward, but other than the name, there doesn't seem to be anything else in it. Some say they could be descended from the Dark Angels and one of the Fallen Chapters, and for some reason they have decided to forget that, probably to erase the shame from the chapter. However, I have come to the conclusion that the Dark Angels aren't very good at secrets, as everyone in the Imperium appears to know they are super shifty and know all about the Fallen. Plus, Gilliman met Cypher. Also, the Blood Angels seem unlikely, unless they have managed to cure the Black Rage and didn't tell anyone. There is also the possibility that they are descended from the two legions. Somehow a remnant survived and Gilliman knew of them, and we'll get to that shortly. There has to be something cool, some reason behind it. Otherwise, it's a pointless mystery with no conclusion, or the conclusion is worthless if they turn out to just be some Ultramarine successor chapter or something dull. I mean, why delete the histories and why would Captain Thule be so ashamed to tell anyone what he learned, unless they were Smurfs and he was so gutted and underwhelmed he decided not to tell anyone about this shameful and boring origin. I have my own theory based on recent events, and we will get to that soon. The chapter was based on Aurelia from their fortress monastery of Celadon. Unfortunately, this prosperous hive world was engulfed by a warp storm. Summoned by the great unclean one, Ulcair. The demon was imprisoned, but it was too late to save the capital of the Aurelian subsector, which was consumed by the warp. The chapter managed to mostly evacuate its fortress monastery of men, material, and their archives and armories. And from this point, the chapter became fleet-based, with their flagship being the Omnius Arcanum, which acted as their new base of operations and home of their Librarius Sanctum. The planet did re-emerge from the warp at the end of M41, and is monitored closely by the Blood Ravens as the possibility for demonic spread from the world is high. And although they are now fleet-based in their operations, they continue to use the Aurelian subsector as a whole for recruitment, as they have historically done. The current chapter master, Gabriel Angelos, hails from the world of Cyrene, within the subsector, and his planet had long provided many battle brothers to the chapter, along with many psychically active ones. This, however, began to escalate towards the end of the millennium, with an extremely high proportion of mutant births occurring amongst the populace, which, although rightfully these were burned, it became a real issue, and the next blood rites conducted by Angelos himself were cut short because of these horrors spreading. It is not known why so much mutation was occurring, but Angelos sent a secure message to an unknown destination, and months later, Imperial and Inquisitorial ships arrived and began to conduct orbital bombardment on the planet. Not exterminatus, just the systematic depopulation of the planet, potentially allowing for it to be recolonized in the future. Questions have been asked as to why these worlds were selected, and the answer may be the higher than average proportion of psychobirths and other mutations which occur in the populace. This would normally be cause for a chapter to avoid said gene pool, but the Blood Ravens actively pursue psychers to ensure they have a large number of librarians amongst their ranks, as this is seen as a boon due to the legacy of the Great Father Vidya and their ingrained need to pursue knowledge. The chapter broadly is compliant with the Codex Astartes, aside from this high proportion of librarians, which, unlike other chapters, allows them to deploy psychers in even small deployments, often as commanders, but also advisors to force commanders, where their psychic abilities and knowledge gleaned from their studies allow them to provide information that can turn an engagement to the Blood Raven's favour, and assist with their planning for campaigns. To become a librarian is more arduous than even becoming a space marine. Not only do they have to undergo the often deadly transformation to transhuman warrior, they must also pass the trials and ordeals that test their spiritual strength and purity to control and enhance their psychic gifts and to resist the temptations of the warp. Many do fail this step and fall. Those that do not die outright are often executed by their brothers as possible vectors of demonic invasion. Others are often, but not always, transformed physically by the powers of the warp into foul abominations, similar to the Chaos Spawn. Well, basically they are Chaos Spawn, who are failed champions of the Dark Gods. This broken and wretched creature, and those who survive the trial but have their minds broken by the experience, are interned in a pentagrammically warded part of the chapter's flagship called the Tower. They are studied by the librarians for knowledge on the ruinous powers and the influence of the warp, as well as to find ways of ensuring that these failures do not occur again and the minds of the next batch of aspirants can be strengthened to survive the tests. It echoes with the screams and ravings of the lost, and rumours abound of the dark research conducted by the librarians on their fallen kin, some saying that demons are summoned or their bodies are possessed so that warp entities can be interrogated. This collection, or thieving, appears to be a chapter trait. This need to gain knowledge and secrets is not purely an intellectual pursuit, and appears to have transferred into their physical activities, with them being known as massive thieves. With the armories of their fleet full of various salvaged artifacts and weaponry from other chapters, the chapter's heraldry and name are quite appropriate for their proclivity to thieve shiny things from others. I guess a magpie is more appropriate, but either way, they have all kinds of weapons from all across the galaxy, from various chapters, which include suits of Terminator armor, swords, bolters, and bolt pistols, which would be considered relics to the chapters they have liberated them from. It is not only that though, for instance, they have access to the STC for the Baal Predator, which is only available to those who are descended from the bloodline of Sanguinius, although this is only available in older records. For some reason, the Blood Ravens have access to this unique variant, which even the Martian priesthood doesn't have. So they have either stole it, or they tricked them into handing it over because they have blood in their name. This need to collect has led to dark places and conflicts with other organizations in the past, as they often collect items of chaotic or Xenos provenance to study, although they claim to destroy them afterwards. This is clearly a lie, as they have been known to use Chaos armor and weaponry on occasion, which is worrying with their high proportion of Psykers. Not to mention that one of their Psykers became a Demon Prince of Khorne, even though Khorne hates witches. Also, the Blood Angels' fifth company is known as the Fated, due to events in the 38th millennium, when it was apparently lost in the warp. The rumour is that in fact the company's attached librarian turned Chaos, and so by extension, seduced the whole company. The truth is not known, but the fifth company since then has worn badges of shame and penitence upon their armour. This need to filch stuff extends to their activities in the universe, as they often undertake expeditions led by librarians to seek out artifacts and knowledge. To this end, they have a surprisingly close relationship with the Adeptus Mechanicus, who also have a love for stealing shinies, as the Blood Drinkers found out. They often join exploratory fleets, but also dispatch their own, led by librarians, often including some Astartes squads, as well as hundreds of servitors armed with shovels so they can dig stuff up. Their gene tithe is rigidly checked for corruption because of the prevalence of Psykers, but has been found to be relatively stable. Although for some reason they haven't asked Terra or the Mechanicum to just check which lineage they come from, as they clearly are able to figure out which one would be which, and not just base it on word of mouth. The gene seed doesn't seem to influence or cause Psykers, so the prevalence must be based on their recruitment worlds within the Aurelian sector, which appear for some reason to have a high prevalence to this mutation within its bloodlines. The current chapter master is Gabriel Angelos, which, when not exterminating the people of his own homeworld, does backflips in Terminator armor. He wields the mighty demon hammer Godsplitter, which was gifted to him by Inquisitor Mordecai Thoth during the Tartarus campaign as captain of the Third Company. It apparently has a fragment of the Wailing Doom from the Avatar of Beltan craft world, which turns it into a mighty anti-demonic weapon, and is frankly heretical for him to wield. After suffering heavy casualties during the Archeron campaign, the three Aurelian Crusades and the Kurovar campaign, Angelos called a consolidation of the chapter, so they could rebuild with mass recruitment. Unfortunately, as aspirants were being selected across all of the chapter's recruitment worlds, the Sisastrix Maledictum tore the universe in two, and the Blood Ravens were forced into a defensive position across their territories, trying to hold back the armies of Chaos and Xenos taking advantage of the upheaval. They sent astropathic messages for aid to Terra, but received no response, being on the dark side of the universe, and every ship they sent across what they call the Scar was lost. The chapter's librarians suffered heavily from this unleashed warp energy, breaking the minds of many of them. Pushed to the brink, they held the line until eventually a miracle of sorts occurred. A custodian-commanded Tyrant-class cruiser appeared on the Blood Raven's side of the rift. The Blood Raven 7th Company met them and, under a terse meeting, were informed by the custodians that Ribute Gilliman was alive once more and had begun a crusade to retake the Imperium. They were informed that the Primaris Space Marines were now marching as the second generation of warriors, and that the Blood Ravens were to be compliant and begin creating these new warriors. The custodians were to transfer a dozen Magi, 200 Medicae, Tech Thralls and Servitors, who would teach the Blood Ravens how to create Primaris, along with a shipment of Gene Seed directly from Mars. Strangely, the Gene Seed came in a box bearing the chapter's heraldry and was chained and warded. This is somewhat odd, as unlike other chapters, they did not receive a complement of Primaris Marines from Mars or the Indomitus Crusade, and may point to the fact that they are not descended from the Loyalist gene lines at all, and may point to Archmagus Belisarius Kall's apparent desire to use traitor gene lines, as he has provided directly gene seed to the Blood Ravens. Alternatively, the Blood Ravens could be something of a precursor to the Primaris, an experimental chapter which Kall used to test out some of his theories for the developing Primaris Marines, as many believe the Minotaur's chapter to be. Either way, it shouldn't be that difficult to determine which chapter they are from, and the fact they don't know means someone is hiding something from them, and it must be something worth hiding. Perhaps we will gain more knowledge of this chapter's history with the new turn of events in the universe. At present, the chapter has recruited hundreds of Primaris and is happily purging their territories and securing them for the Imperium as a stronghold of stability on the other side of the rift. Thank you all very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this exploration of the Blood Ravens, a very well-known chapter because we all played Dawn of War, didn't we? And I've been playing it again recently because this has got me excited about it. If you can get a hold of the July White Dwarf, and if you're listening to this years ahead, the one in 2019... July 2019, there's an excellent short story in there with the custodians informing the Blood Ravens of what's expected from them and that they need to be compliant. It's pretty good. And also has like a Codex Astartes of the Blood Ravens, which I've mostly used to draw from this. Interesting fun fact, the first edition of the Forge World Space Marine book, where it covers the various Forge World Space Marine stuff you could get, actually has a Bile Predator that belonged to the Blood Ravens, even though, like I say, only Blood Angel descendants should have access to that. In the second edition, that's been removed, so I think they realised their error. But anyway, thank you all very much for watching. If you'd like to support the channel, please use the links below, as these fantastic people have been. And to all of you who are supporting the channel, thank you very much. Really means a lot. I'll be doing more stuff, on a daily basis, hopefully, for the next couple of days, and going forward as soon as I can. So yeah, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.